Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, March 27th, Easter Sunday. Today he is addressing the intent of the human collective to awaken. The nagging feeling that there must be more to life. The Easter celebration is a reminder of your oneness with God, and therefore with one another. An annual commemoration of the resurrection, which was a major step in moving all of humanity forward toward awakening from the dream of separation. The resurrection brought into humanity's awareness the possibility of remembering the knowledge, hidden for eons beneath a cloak or veil of indifference and self-imposed ignorance, that you are one with God. That memory is now arising into humanity's collective consciousness and leading to an intense collective desire to return to reality, to awaken from the dream or nightmare in which you have been ensconced since the moment you chose to experience separation from your divine source. Truly, that moment of choice was but a moment ago. But the environment of separation you invented in which to play your games had rules that had to be observed, or, if you prefer, natural laws that appeared to control the environment that the game had established. And one of those was linear time. So the brief moment that has passed since you chose to separate from God appears to have been going on for vast eons. Most of you feel as though you always have been and always will be separate individual beings. In fact, for most of you, even the thought of being one with millions or billions of others seems quite repulsive. Meanwhile, a small minority of humans who have remembered their true state of oneness are attempting to bring this memory into the collective awareness. Modern scientific studies are also confirming the connectedness of absolutely everything. That there truly is no separation. At the same time, the game that this illusion seems to demonstrate very clearly to you the reality of separation as humanity engages in a multitude of conflicts of intellectually or physically violent natures, religious, political, economic, racial, cultural, and of course military, that causes untold suffering to many, just to prove that one side is right and that the other side, those in opposition, are wrong. And, of course, the whole point of constructing the illusion was to make it seem utterly real, and linear time, with its unalterable one-way progression, seems to confirm that reality. You make plans all the time. Plans for your career, plans for intimate relationships, plans for your children, plans for your business, plans to manipulate others, plans for your vacation, plans for your retirement, all the time looking to the future and not seeing the now moment in which all occurs. And frequently as you get older you begin to feel that life has passed you by, that you have missed something important, and you most certainly have. But even that is often not apparent, and so you engage in a new relationship, or go back to school to train for a new career to alleviate the nagging feeling that there must be more to life than your experiences demonstrate. This nagging feeling that life has passed you by is a call from your higher self, the real you, attempting to remind you of your purpose, of why you incarnated on Earth at this point in your evolution. Some of you try to understand what is disturbing you by going into therapy, and that can help if you can find a therapist who deals with spiritual awakening. But what you are actually being called to do is to do nothing. The call is from within, asking you to go within and be quiet and allow yourself to open to and own your spiritual nature, who you really are. It means dropping the masks that you present to others, even to your nearest and dearest, the masks you present to the world to hide your feelings of inadequacy, of not being good enough. Everyone does it, because everyone suffers from this sense of inadequacy that they need to hide or disguise, and the front that develops over a lifetime becomes the persona you wear to hide your seeming nakedness or inadequacy. As a result, most relationships, even your most intimate ones, are masks relating to masks, illusions to illusions. There is no one home, No wonder you feel unsettled. The way home is via your inner sanctuary, that place of peace within where you feel safe and where you are safe. Everyone needs to spend time there daily doing nothing. There has been much talk of meditation and of the various methods or types in which you can engage over the last few decades in the Western world, because it has been found that those who meditate regularly are far better able to cope with the stresses that daily life imposes. Doctors recommend it. But generally what is suggested is a 20-minute period sitting quietly each day just watching your thoughts and not engaging with them. That is indeed good, but the nagging sensation will remain if that is all you do. So instead of setting a time limit for your meditative or contemplative practice, just sit until your thoughts start to dissolve, until your mind becomes quieter, almost empty, and then you will feel the loving presence of the real you. When that happens, you can ask yourself a question about the nagging sense of dissatisfaction that you are experiencing and which, if you are honest with yourselves, frightens you. Then, if you can continue to sit quietly for a little longer and offer yourself thanks for listening, your peace will intensify. Later, an answer to your question may arise or a situation may occur that provides an answer. Very likely it will be an unexpected answer, an answer that is wise and loving because it comes from the real you, the you that is eternally one with God. It will undoubtedly surprise you, but when you experience that kind of wise and informed guidance or answer a few times, you will come to trust yourself to trust yourself, and your life will flow more smoothly and peacefully. So avail of this inner wisdom that is always with you, and go within daily to practice listening and enjoy the results. With so very much love, Saul.